Clamor. The mill's nonstop noise, a whir and a clangor, follows him home, over the bridge and up the hill, while at his back it goes on wheezing, chuffing lint through manifold windows, into the village with the lunch bucket knocking at his knee, to bounce a kid on his knee in the sunlit parlor of the four-room cottage identical to the one next door, beside the river that powers the turbines. The privy's sulfurous stench stretches to the porch, while his own open windows pass heat and flies, and rugrats flap through the sprung screen door. A rung up from the tenant shack, maybe two from a hovel on the Rhine, a hut on the Liffey, the Mersey, the Volga. He is equal now to the terrace house bloke in Wigan, to his next century brother in Coimbatore, or the one in a cinder block flat in Nantong, perched above the Yangtze, whose mill tunes its waters daily to the color it's dying, red, blue, purple, through a little trap door.